Jeremiah, the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 17, and we are going to read from verse 5 to 8. This is what the Lord says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." May God bless the reading from His holy word. Please be seated. Once again, Happy New Year. Our theme for the year 2024 is rooted. And it is based from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. After prayer, meditation, you know, the leaders, the pastors of our church thought that it is the will of the Holy Spirit that our church be rooted this year. Amen? We talked about abounding last year. And indeed, we have abounded in all aspects of life as a church, in our personal lives. I don't know with you, but there was an abounding that took place. But what is the secret to continually abound? It is rootedness. All right? How deeply rooted are we on our Lord Jesus Christ? Now, let's read Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. I won't be preaching on this because this is what we talked about last January 1. "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord." So this is really talking about the Christian life. The Christian life starts when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It doesn't start when you attend church, no. It starts when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. All right? And so, we don't just remain receiving Christ as Lord and that's it. No, the Bible says continue to live your lives in Him. That's what it means to be rooted, to continue. And by the way, that word is the same word that we were studying last year. Remember? Abide. Remain. See? Rootedness is to continue living our lives in Christ, rooted, built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and notice this, and overflowing with thankfulness. So it is my desire, it is our desire as a church that we will be flowing with thankfulness this year because we see ourselves flowing with blessings, overflowing with God's blessings. Why? Because we are rooted in Christ. Now, what does it mean to be rooted in Christ? Now, the Bible uses the metaphor of a tree. And that's our passage today in Jeremiah chapter 17. The parallel passage of Jeremiah 17 is Psalm chapter 1, if you remember. Psalm chapter 1. "Blessed man, he meditates on the word of the Lord day and night, and he is like a tree planted by the streams of water." You know, it yields its fruit in season. Its leaves are always green. Whatever he does prospers. That's the picture of a rooted person. And I want us as a church to make it as our ambition, our aspiration. Lord, I want to be that kind of a tree. I want my life, I want my family to be like the tree planted by the streams of water. Okay? And the secret of that thriving, that abundant tree, is basically its root system. That's the secret. That's why it's mentioned in Psalm chapter 1. It is also mentioned in Jeremiah 17. That why this tree is really thriving and sturdy and strong, because it is planted by the stream. In other words, it's really connected to the very source of nutrients. Brethren, are you connected to the very source of life? Because that's the privilege of being a Christian. That's the privilege of what we call ourselves being born again. That you are connected, you are rooted. And to be rooted, it takes time. See? You don't plant a seed and then expect it to be rooted overnight. No. It takes a while. It takes years. And so, friends, that would give us 365 days this year to talk about rootedness. See? So all our events this year, our walkthrough, our 40 days, we will be talking about rootedness in our small groups. How I can be rooted in Christ. All right, now let's go to Jeremiah this time in the Old Testament. Jeremiah is known as what? He's known as the weeping prophet, right? Why is he weeping? Well, because Jeremiah saw what would happen to his nation. God is using Jeremiah to warn his own people that danger and destruction is imminent if they don't repent of their sins. And Jeremiah could see already the Babylonians coming. He could see the danger, the death, destruction coming. All right? And so part of the things that Jeremiah is writing here is giving people a glimpse. Two choices. God has given man two choices. Life or destruction. Pain or gain. Blessing or curse. So in this particular passage that we are studying today, here Jeremiah is giving us the two choices that God is giving us, his people. It was originally written to the nation of Israel, but it is applicable to all of us today. So before us, there's a curse, and there's the blessedness of life. All right? Let's begin with the curse. This is what the Lord God says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man. Friends, there is a curse. God warns that in this life, you can only either be blessed or be cursed. No neutral ground. And here, Jeremiah tells us, how can a person be cursed? Notice the reason. Because that person trusts in man. That person's trust is not upon God, but in man. In other words, in the strength of man. In his own strength. And that is so easy for us today. You know, it's so easy for us to live not by faith, but by sight. You know, oh, I have money. My business is good. My health is good. I have wisdom. I have knowledge. It's so easy for us to trust in our own. But the Bible warns, cursed is the man who trusts in man, who depends on the flesh for his strength. See, the flesh, this is talking about our own capacities. While it's good as Christians that we have to be, you know, dependable, we have to be strong, but our ultimate source of strength should not come from our own. Remember my favorite verse, Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6? Lean not on your own understanding. See? He depends on the flesh for his strength. And what happens here? This cursed man turns away from the Lord. Friends, the greatest tragedy a person, listen, the greatest tragedy a person could ever do is when you start out with God and then turn away from him. You've tasted already the goodness of God. You've already tasted his strength and you turn away from him, I tell you, that's the greatest tragedy. Once you have tasted the goodness of our Lord, never turn your heart away. But that's the description of a cursed man. You turn away from the Lord. In other words, this speaks of a person who knew God before, and he is really talking here about his nation, the people of Israel. They've seen all his miracles. They've seen all his faithfulness, his provision. And yet, when the enemy starts to come, you know what these people started to do, the kings? And I think this was a message of Pastor Ken yesterday in our prayer breakfast. King Asa, he started very good. But you know what happened? When there was danger coming, he started to seek help from the neighboring nations. And that offended God. King Asa thought, you know, when I am in company with these other nations, you know, it makes me good and powerful. See? For him, that was wise. But for God, that was so foolish. You know why? God got offended. God was saying, oh, so you can depend on the strength of other nations. You have forgotten about me. He turned his heart away from the Lord. And the bad thing about King Asa is that he never returned back. So sad. Listen, brethren. The wisest thing to do, never turn your heart away from the Lord. No matter how tempting, no matter how reliant other people can be, our greatest source of trust must be the Lord. Now, notice how the Bible describes this person who trusts in himself. Notice this. He will be like what? A bush. A bush in the wasteland. Now, do you have a picture of what Jeremiah is talking about? He's talking about this. Perhaps you've seen this in movies, in the desert. You have this, you know, there are bush there. They're dead. There's no life. See? And that is how the Bible describes a person who trusts in himself. A person who is self-reliant. You're like a bush. And you know what happened to this bush? They're thrown by, you know, the wind. They are not sturdy. They are uprooted. They're dead. And that's what the Bible says. And you know what is the implication according to the Bible? If you are like this bush, if you trust in your own, here's the worst thing. He will not see prosperity when it comes. Take note, it says when. In other words, God's prosperity is coming this year, but you will miss that prosperity if you turn away from the Lord. You don't want to miss that prosperity, do you? We don't want to miss that prosperity. But that's what the Bible says. If we turn away from the Lord, if we trust ourselves and other people, what will happen? Prosperity will come, but you will not be part of that. You will only be watching from a distance. While God prospers those who trust in Him, you will not see prosperity. Notice this. Instead, you will dwell in the parched places of the desert in a salt land where no one lives. Friends, I don't want this to be my 2024. Do you want to see yourself in 2024 dwelling in the parched places? In other words, it's a place that's so dry. There's drought. No life there. In fact, the Bible says no one lives there. No one wants to live there. And the Bible here is talking about the wilderness. We don't want to live in the wilderness. You see? The wilderness has never been part of God's plan for His people. But because of this, their disobedience, remember? Because of their disobedience, because of the hardness of their heart, God allowed them to wander in the wilderness. How many years? 40 years. Can you imagine that? 40 years. I don't want to be in a parched place for 40 hours. Brethren, it's a choice. God is offering a choice to us this year. Do you want to be cursed? Trust in yourself. Do you want to be like a bush in a wasteland, dwelling in a parched place? You want your life to be so dry and deprived of vitality? Then trust yourself. Turn away from the heart, from the Lord. Then that will be your life. But here's a contrast. But, notice this. But, there's a contrast there. A big contrast. But blessed. See? The other choice is to be cursed. I don't want to live a cursed life. I want to be blessed. But blessed. How can a man be blessed? Jeremiah says it twice. Trust. And by the way, brethren, in the tense of this Hebrew word here, it's imperfect. You know what is the implication of imperfect tense? It's an action that should never terminate. It's continuous. In other words, it's imperfect because you are still doing it. And that's the idea. If we want our lives to be blessed, continue to trust in the Lord. Never terminate. Never have a moment in our lives that we cease trusting Him. That's the idea here. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. All right? And here he mentions the name Yahweh, the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He gives us the object of our trust, the Lord. Amen? Not any idol, but the Lord, the personal name of the Lord. Now here's where I want us to see the three blessings. From this verse, we find the blessings of a rooted life in Christ. So I want to start by giving us some of the benefits. Sometimes we don't want to commit something when we don't know the benefits, right? I mean, some of us are so wise. Like, if someone offers us something, we say, what are some of my benefits, all right? Before I join, you know, what is that for me? That's where I want to start, okay? I don't start with what is rootedness, but I start with the benefit. What is it for you and for me when we are rooted in Christ? Three benefits. Number one, write this down. Rootedness stabilizes our footing. Some of us are already in our senior years and we need more stability in our footing, right? That's why some of us, we need a cane or we need a walker. And of course, some of us, we are still in denial stage. We don't want that, but accidents happen. But here's the good thing. Our rootedness in Christ, it stabilizes our footing. See? Notice what Jeremiah said in verse 8. This blessed man whose trust is the Lord. Now, this is the metaphor. He is like a tree planted. I want you to focus on that phrase. He's like a tree planted. So the idea there is that a person who trusts in the Lord is like a huge tree, a sturdy tree, a strong tree that is really standing strong. All right, so the idea here is that you are being planted by the streams of water. You're strong. Your roots go so deep. Notice the verse. It sends out its roots. Now, what's the implication there that you're a tree planted that is your roots are being sent out? The idea there is that you are really going deep. And because you are going deep in your rootedness, it gives you stability. Do you want stability in your life? Friends, it's so important this season of life to be stable. You know why? Because we just had our series about confidence in a chaotic world. The world is so unstable. See? Business is so unstable. Even life. Life can be so unstable. I mean, I know someone that, you know, very healthy. No sign of sickness, and yet suddenly, you know, she died. You know, a sister of our member here. I mean, it's so shocking that a person can be full of life and thriving with life, and then suddenly you hear the news, she's gone. See, that's how unstable life is. Shaky. Even our, you know, even the ideology of the world today, it's so unstable. One can be right, next time it's wrong. What used to be wrong, now it's accepted as right. What used to be called as sin, immorality, now it's accepted as normal. See? That's how unstable it is. That's why, friends, it's so important that when we live our Christian life, you are rooted. Why? Because when we are rooted in Christ and His Word, it gives stability to our living. It gives stability to the way we make choices, we make decisions in life. That's very important. That's how important root system is. And friends, it is our desire as a church that this year, we grow deep in our root system. So that when the world, when the foundations of our world are being shaken by circumstance, shaken by news, shaken by, I don't know, whatever bad news it will be, we are stable. All right? Now, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul, who gives us the spiritual dimension of rootedness, this is what he says: we will be mature in the Lord. So rootedness can also be defined as what? Being mature. Why? Because how will you know? Listen, how do you know if a tree is really mature? Because the roots are so deep. Because the roots never stop growing. So it's the same thing in our Christian life. We don't stop learning. We don't stop loving. We don't stop living out Jesus Christ in our life. Why? Because that's how we mature ourselves. Notice what will happen when we are mature. We measure up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Have you arrived at that stage already in your life? Can you say that, you know, I already measured up with the full and complete standard of Christ? No. For me, I don't know, not yet. But the goal is that we become full and complete in the standard of Christ. Now, what is the implication? What is the consequence when we are rooted in Christ? Notice the then. Then we will no longer be immature like children. See that? We want to look young, right? I want you to look at the person next to you. Does that person look young to you? Yes, diba? It's a compliment when somebody tells you, "Well, you know what? You look so young." But you don't want that person to tell you, "You are so childish." To look young and to look like a child are two different things. Here, the Bible says, when we are not stable in our life in Christ, you know what we become? Immature. You know, our emotions are so unstable. You know, we easily flip. We easily get angry. We easily get hurt. See, that's not a good sign. It means you are not rooted. See, then we will no longer be immature like children who are so immature. And what is the implication in the macro area? In other words, in the outside, we won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of, notice this, new teaching. Friends, that's the point. When we are immature in our faith because we are not rooted, it's so easy for us to be blown and tossed by what? All familiar spirits in the world. See? All the spirits in the world. It's so easy for us to be enticed. Why? Because they sound good. they sound, wow, this is nice, this is okay. But if we are not rooted in the Word, it's so easy for us to see the glitters of the false teachings of the enemy. But when we are deeply rooted, we are stable in our decision. We are stable in our emotions. It's so easy for us to discern, this is not right. And we need that. We need Christians who are not always dependent on their pastor or dependent on their B group leader. Nga in all aspect, pastor, mo ni sakto. I mean, it's okay if you ask me, no? I mean, fine. But I don't think it's healthy when you are already a 5-year-old Christian and every moment you do something or you want to do something, you ask the pastor, is this the right thing to do? You have to become mature. See? So that's the first benefit. It stabilizes our footing. We can stand on our own. You don't want your life to look like this later on this year. What happened here? What happened in that picture? It's a big tree, but what happened? Notice something strange. The root system is not strong. See? The root system is not strong. Because notice the other bushes there are standing, but that tree falls. See? We need to be rooted. Now let's go to the second benefit. Rootedness strengthens our faith during trials. Rootedness strengthens our faith. Right? Notice the second half of the verse. It does not, notice this, it does not fear. What will you not fear about? It does not fear what? Notice this. When heat comes. Notice the when. The Bible did not say if. Friends, trials, troubles in life are not an if situation. It's a matter of when. It will come. It's part. But then, here's the good thing. The Bible says, when you trust in the Lord, when you are rooted in Christ, when we are rooted in God, when that heat comes, and it will come, just the same way that there's going to be El Nino and La Nina in the Philippines, you will not fear when it comes. Amen? It's one thing to know that danger is coming. It's definitely another thing when you are ready to face those dangers. Friends, that's the benefit. When we are rooted in Christ, according to the Bible, when this heat comes, when this drought comes in our lives, we are ready for it. It's like, yes, come on, devil. Yes. You have the drought coming. Break it down. Because I'm ready. I'm rooted. It would be too late for you when you start rooting yourself and then the devil is already in your doorstep. That would be too late. See? Rootedness should start yesterday. Because the Bible says, when heat comes, you don't fear. Amen? Now, what else? Look at this tree. Now, when we were in Israel, you know, from Israel before going to Egypt, people, we passed through wilderness, we passed through desert, and yet we found some parches of trees there. You know, and you know, I asked the tour guide, you know, why do you think these trees live? I mean, there's no water here. And you know, the explanation is what I expected. These trees are capable of what? Of producing deep roots that they can go miles and miles deep. Friends, that's what we need this year. Amen? We need to grow deeply in our relationship with the Lord this year. Why? Because heat is coming. And when we are rooted in Christ, you will not fear when it comes. Why? Why? Notice the secret here. Why do you think this person is not afraid when heat comes? When adversities in life comes, when trouble comes, why this person is not afraid? Because the Bible says its leaves are always green. Its leaves are always green. Maybe we have to study botany in order to understand that. Its leaves are always green. In other words, of course, let's go to biology quickly. You know, plants are capable of manufacturing their own food, right? Through the process of what we call photosynthesis. Wow, I still remember. Photosynthesis, you know, they get the energy from the sun. Instead of allowing the sun to destroy them, they use that energy to produce. It remains green. And of course, soon it will produce fruit. And that's the idea there. Okay? But the secret there is not the leaves, the roots. Because no matter if, even if the leaves are thriving, when these roots are not connected to the water, to the source, it still cannot produce the energy it needs. So the idea here, friends, what is the picture being painted here? The picture here is this. If you are the person who is like this tree because you trust in the Lord and you don't stop trusting in the Lord, you know what happens? Problems will come this year. Yes, it will come. And you're not afraid. You are still full of green. In other words, you don't go become brown. Green. Unsa may meaning anang green? When you say green, life. Yes. In other words, you are still full of life. In other words, you are not being intimidated by these troubles. You are not being affected by these troubles. You know why? Because you have your source of resistance. God makes you green all the time. Meaning to say, friends, you are full of peace and life despite the heat. And that happens to you and your family when you trust in the Lord. See, you and I have a responsibility. It is God who keeps us green, but we need to be connected to the source. Amen? That's why, according to Paul, in the spiritual side of this passage, 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9, this is what will happen to us when we are connected, when we are rooted in Christ. We are hard-pressed on every side. But the good news, not crushed. See? Just like the tree in the parched land. See? It's so dry, the wind is even so hot. But why do you think this tree is standing and still remains green? Because the secret is, you don't see the secret. The secret is down there. The same thing with us. People may not see the secret because our secret is not seen. But it is evident in our life. Our secret is our relationship with Christ. See? We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but notice this, not in despair. These are the, you know, the perplexities of the Christian life. We are perplexed, we are in despair, but not despair. See that? Persecuted, but not abandoned. See? And you ask, why? People will wonder, why? Why are you still standing? Why are you still smiling with all these problems around you? And you give them the answer. Because I have Jesus. Amen? You don't need rocket science to understand that. Once we are connected to the source, we can withstand hardships in life. We are struck down, but not destroyed. See? That's the benefit of having a close and rooted connection with our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let's go to the third. Rootedness sustains our fruit bearing. And I think this is what we love, right? Rootedness not only stabilizes our footing so that we can remain standing strong, it not only, you know, strengthens us during trials, but it sustains us. Notice the last part of verse 8. The person who trusts in the Lord is like a tree, and he sends out its roots, notice this, by the stream. That's the secret there. Why the stream? Why David mentions that in Psalm chapter 1, and Jeremiah mentions that in Jeremiah 17, 8. Because the secret to our thriving life is being connected to the source by the stream. What's in the stream? Of course, water. And only Jesus Christ can give us that living water. Amen. Remember when he was talking to that Samaritan woman in John chapter 4? You know, woman, you come here very often, you have to fetch, but don't you know I can give you water? That once you have this water, you don't have to come and fetch water in this well. Friends, only Jesus Christ can give us that living water. Only when we have a relationship with Him, a day-to-day contact with Christ, that's our source of living water. That will sustain us. And notice this, verse 8. A while ago, Jeremiah says, it has no fear when heat comes. Here, it says there, no worries. See that? You are not only not afraid, but you are not worried when El Nino will come in your life. Why? Because the secret, you will never fail. That's His promise. Amen? That's His promise. That's the Word of God. Never fails to bear fruit. Brethren, that's the promise God has for you. If we keep on being rooted in Christ, if we keep on focusing on our relationship with Christ, Bible reading, prayer, meditation, the promise is that you will never fail to bear fruit. And friends, I want you to claim that promise. You know, it's good to have your Bibles wide open and say, Lord, can I claim this verse? That drought may come. You know, the Bible doesn't say, listen, let's be very careful here. The Bible doesn't promise that when you trust in the Lord, no drought, no heat. No, that's not what the Bible says. What the Bible says is this, when we trust and we continue to trust in the Lord, heat will come, trials will come, drought will come, but here's the good news. You will not be worried about it. You are already ready for it. You are not worried when it comes. Because God's promise, you will be provided with the fruit. And friends, it's a parallel of what Jesus said in John 15:5, what we've studied last year. If you what? Remain in me and I in you. What's the promise of Jesus? You will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Brethren, that's what rootedness is all about, remaining in Christ. So brethren, come what may this year, if it will be La Nina or El Nino, it doesn't matter, because the Bible says, when you trust in the Lord, you will not fear and you will not have to be worried about it. Amen? Now, let me go to the conclusion. How can we experience these benefits this year? Now, this brings me back to verse 7. Because here's the key. You know, we passed this part, but this is where I need to close. This is the key so that you and I can receive the three blessings. That we can be stabilized in our footing. We can be strengthened when trials come. Our faith is strengthened, and we will be sustained with our bearing fruit. What's the secret? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Take note, in the Lord. Friends, in a statement, it's called a positional statement. In the Lord. Trust. If there's one thing that you and I need to master this year, it is this. Trust in the Lord. It's a positional statement. The position in the Lord. But friends, Jeremiah went farther than a positional statement. Because in a common Hebrew poetry, they usually repeat the statement. But then the next statement gives the emphasis. Notice this. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. It's a position. But notice the second part. He repeats it, but there's a, a slight change but made all the difference. Whose trust is the Lord. So here, Jeremiah went from being a positional statement, just a position in Christ, in the Lord. He's now saying, don't just go for a position. Make it a personal. Is the Lord. Friends, that's the key. Trust is not just in a place. It is a person. Amen? Whose trust is the Lord. Don't just put your trust in the Lord. Make Him your trust. That's how we can be rooted. Make God, the Lord, your trust. That's why He says, whose trust is the Lord. That's the most important thing, brethren. Go from just a positional relationship in Christ into a very personal one. He is Lord in your life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for these blessings, for these promises. Oh God, we want to surrender our whole life this year. And it is our prayer in this first Sunday of the year 2024. We make a covenant with you that we put our trust in Christ. And that we are not just trusting in Christ. He is our trust. He is our life. Thank you for the blessings you have promised. In Jesus' name, amen.